Caution, learning in progress.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for listening to another episode of Smarter Every Season. My name is Tyler Hubert. We are continuing on with our weekly in-season spring updates. And with me today in the expert chair is Nate Burnham, who Nate is probably more used to playing the host role, but he's going to be in the content expert chair. And I think this is the first time you've been in that chair, at least in the spring update style episodes.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a little different sitting on this side of the table.
There's big shoes to fill over there, too. Usually it's Hans Stutzman. We were talking about this earlier. I think he's only given up that chair one time previously.
Yeah, and the the one who filled his role did a fantastic job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clay, of course.
Yep.
We'd expect nothing less. But you're here, and you're here because we want to highlight Panorama. And so kind of what we're thinking here is we're probably moving closer to a time of year where data analysis and moving data becomes the more popular kind of phone call generator. So we thought it was a good use of our time to kind of talk through a couple bullet points on Panorama and the best way to move data and how to get set up to do that, the best way to get connectivity, things of that nature. So you're here to buzz us through a couple bullet points on that.
Yeah.
Let's start with connectivity. What is your recommendation? What's the best way to get connectivity between 2020 and Panorama?
Yeah, so we see a lot of guys that want to try to use their phones or their iPads. I know we talked about this in training. Phones and iPads are just not designed for long-term connectivity, so it's a very wide variety of the feedback we get from that standpoint of, hey, it worked great. Hey, I had to reconnect it multiple times throughout the day. So our best advice or our best suggestion as far as keeping consistent connectivity throughout the day is to use a designated hotspot, whether that's like MoFi, Jetpack, whatever it is, and select the SIM card from the cell service or cell provider that works best in your area. So what that does is, A, we're going to should have coverage all the time, and B, those devices are designed to connect my computer for a long time or connect my phone for a long time throughout the day and not have it spontaneously disconnect. So that would be our best recommendation. There is another way we can do it, and that's hardwiring the DBM to a designated hotspot device. So if you have a hotspot device that has an Ethernet port that allows internet access through that port, you can take an Ethernet cord and either use an Ethernet to USB cord. They make those where it's Ethernet on one end, USB on the other, or use a Ethernet to USB adapter. Typically, we see the best luck with the brand Anker. So that's A-N-K-E-R.
Okay.
We recommend that brand a lot for cords going from FieldView module to iPad. But if you take that cord, you go Ethernet into the hotspot, and then USB into the DBM, we'll actually get a little symbol in the top right corner of the screen that looks like a line with arrows pointing to either side, and that would just show that we are hardwired to the internet.
Cool. Okay. You mentioned a couple brands of hotspots. I assume, like, this is going to be a silly question. Those are things like you could probably find hotspots on Amazon if you wanted to, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, again, I mean, hotspot devices are kind of a dime a dozen. Mm-hmm. As long as they, my take on it has been, as long as they have good reviews on Amazon or, Best Buy or wherever you're getting it from, or even, just pick one up from your cell provider. A lot of times it's, maybe $5 or $10 a month to add one of those on through your current cell plan. That's kind of the route I've steered people towards.
I think what sticks out to me and what you said too is the consistency and a good experience. I think there's probably somebody out there that said, well, I've moved data before hotspotting off my phone. Yeah, it's possible. It's not that we're saying it's not possible, but if you want what we've seen for the best consistent experience, maybe is the best way to word that, is that we recommend a hotspot.
Yeah. Yeah, and absolutely. And two, I want to shout out to our software team. They've done a really good job of looking at the struggles with connectivity and addressing those in software. So if you have a guy that calls and says, hey, I cannot get my DBM to update or to not to update, but to connect to Wi-Fi, and he's still on like 2024.1.2, immediately update that to the most recent version of 24.1. They've made a lot of improvements, and we've seen a lot of guys that have struggled with connectivity not really struggle anymore.
I got to level with you. I have used the videos for Panorama on YouTube many times because I'm not advanced enough with it to be able to, you know, drive home and take a phone call on it and remember the button presses like I can kind of with a Gen 3.
Mm-hmm.
So I've relied on going to the videos on YouTube many times. For you, what are the best resources for Panorama? I know YouTube, we've got videos on how to connect, right? How to mm-hmm. move data, things of that nature, how to get signed in.
Mm-hmm.
What, in your opinion, are highlight some of the resources? What are some of the best resources with Panorama to get started and do what you want
to
do?
Yeah. So to me, it kind of depends on your, you know, your preferred way of learning. So like if I'm doing something in say like Photoshop, I prefer to watch somebody do it and then mimic what they're doing on my computer. If it's simply just getting started and just seeing screenshots, we have a document online that shows screenshots of the signup process, how to activate, the account using the email verification, how to activate an operation, connect it to the internet, kind of going through the basic steps of getting started. Once you've done all that, right now the resources are videos on how to use the split comparison maps or the data hover, crosshair, diagnostic timeline. So those are all videos, and we did that kind of intentionally because we have a voiceover that walks you through it, but it shows it. You can do it on your computer. You can pause it. You can, you know, mimic the button presses, rewind, and see it live versus, just looking at a document, not seeing what the button presses actually are.
Okay, perfect. How do I think this is going to come up here where there may be some times where a grower calls and says, I had this issue, and it would be helpful to be able to go back and then look at the field, right, in Panorama.
Mm-hmm.
How do I do that? What are some notes here that we want to make sure to pass on around? The grower has to invite a user to their operation.
Yep.
Talk through that. Like, how can I as a dealer get access to my customer's field information?
Yeah. So to get access to a customer's field information, you would have them sign into their account, go to their manage operation, and then there's a tab on the left-hand side.
Which is a menu option at
yep.
the top.
Menu at the top is manage operation. And then on the left-hand side of the screen, once you go into manage operation, there is a users option.
Okay.
So you click on that, and then there will be invite new user. And basically, they would just input your email or an email that they have associated with you. It'll get sent to you. You click on the link that's in the email, and then you sign into your account and accept the invitation. So one thing I will call out is when someone does that, it gives you access to all of their fields. So just as a, hey, don't be surprised when you click in and see everything. When I share my operation with you, you see every field in my operation.
If I, let's say I am a dealer, or one instance I had come up to, I think, was somebody was like an agronomist and was going to mm-hmm. help maybe make some prescription maps. If I would be like an agronomist or something like that, and a grower wants to share a file over with me, I've got to make my own then Panorama account.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody just wants to share their data over, do I have to sign up for, do I have to get a Panorama subscription?
So yeah, that's a good call out. So there's two different ways to go about it. So one would be a Panorama account, which basically would be going through the sign up process. Mm-hmm. And then when you get to the point where it's, let's create an operation, operations are what's paid. So that's what requires a paid subscription. I can stop at that point and be invited to your operation and see all your data. I can be listed as a contributor or a manager. A manager would then be able to pair 2020. To that operation and upload data make changes to what APIs are enabled and whatnot. But you don't have to pay to be invited to see someone's operation.
Okay. The other thing I think we've gotten some questions on is, can I move my .o data into Panorama?
So short answer, yes.
Cool.
Yep. So that can be done either if the 2020 is on .1 software, we can force upload those fields and they will stream up to Panorama.
So then basically you would update after planting season to .1 mm-hmm. and then move it.
Yep. The other side would be similar to how we've done in the past with, you know, other data viewing sites, is we can export those fields off of the 2020 onto a USB and then go into Panorama under, again, manage operations, and then file upload, there is an option where you can drop those files into Panorama and it will condense them, process them, and then takes a couple minutes, but then it'll display it. So the long answer is, depending on how far back the data goes, will determine what layers we actually show. And okay. So it's still kind of a work in progress of what layers are being shown, working on uncovering those layers. But as long as it's a .2020 file, it can be uploaded into Panorama.
I know for one thing, moving .o data, we're not going to see a diagnostic table.
True.
In Panorama. Yep. So yeah, just a good thing to keep in mind there is you may not have the full suite of information like you would Correct. If you planted on .1. Okay. You shared a little bit earlier, and I thought this was worth passing on to. What are like some of the diagnostic things, layers that you can see in Panorama that you've gotten feedback on that guys really like?
Yeah. Yeah. So one big thing is just like looking at your commanded and actual, being able to go back and say, oh, this row looks light as it's emerged. What was the commanded and actual of the V drives? Was it spinning at the same RPM as every other row? Was it at that point, is it a V drive issue? Is it a meter issue? Is it a vac issue? Right. So we can look at the things that we would say, hey, go back and look at this in the diagnose table while you're running. You can go back and look at it in Panorama. The other side of it is I've gotten some good feedback from RMs and just the way the data is displayed. So sometimes looking at the data in a little different way than it appears on the 2020 can kind of be that light bulb moment. Right? It's like trying to teach somebody to do something in a sport and you can explain it the same way over and over and they may not get it until you're like, think of it this way, right? And not totally change, but kind of adjust how you're describing it. And then it's like, oh, I get it. So just looking at like a section liquid system, right? The HD may be doing its job. So we may knee jerk to go and saying, okay, what's the HD doing? What's the ball position? What's the commanded actual? Well, that's working. But if we have flow sense on every row, we can then look at a bar graph of what the row by row output is and then see, oh, it's not a problem with the HD, but a problem with maybe how we're orificed, or maybe it's, you know, maybe it's hose length or balance, something throwing it off, plugged application point.
Perfect. Okay, Nate, that's the bullet points that I got. Anything we forgot?
The only other thing that I would throw in there is if you are seeing an issue, either call in and let us know and we'll start a ticket. Or go ahead and just put a ticket in yourself. The best information to include in that ticket is the operation name that you're working with that's having an issue. Turn the precision planting support tab on under manage operation. I think it's data sharing. And then there's a little toggle switch for precision planting support. But turn that on and then tell us what field you're having the issue with and then give us a description of what you're seeing or what you expect to see and what it's actually showing.
Perfect. All righty. I think that's it. We'll go ahead and put a bow on this episode. Hope everybody got a little better look at Panorama and how to get prepared to start moving some data if you haven't done that already. So thank you, Nate, for being here. I want to say thank you again to the dealer network for everything that you guys do and have done this spring. For Nate Burnham, I'm Tyler Hubert. Have a safe and happy spring.